This is CliffCentral.com.
Isbuza the Z.
Yeah, what's happening, everybody? Shot out of a cannon this morning. Come, let's make it happen. What are you doing? Where have you been? Who have you been around, huh? What stories do you have?
I've been around you guys all week.
Is it painful for you?
No, it's just it all adds up. You know, we're going to be old one day, like old, and we'll be like, yeah, we spent like 5 years together, 6 years together, 7 years, I mean, whatever.
And
we're going to have memories.
Is that going to be a problem for you?
Well, not for me, but no, you guys probably.
Huh. I don't have a problem with it, no. I kind of like you people, that's why.
Why would it be a problem, Ben?
See, I don't know. You tell me why it won't be.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, Jesus. I really don't even know.
What a thing to say. I mean, what a way to start the day.
He's being cryptic.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Undercover and sly.
It's going to be so funny seeing Sia as a 60-year-old.
You won't be able to see him as a 60-year-old. You'll be dead long before then.
Gareth, I'll be 68 or 67.
You'll be in your late 70s.
Your late 70s.
But it'll be funny hearing Sia retell this time of his life.
I don't think so.
We have what?
You are
12 years between us.
You're 23.
Ben
will
be in his late 70s.
Mm. Okay. No, you'll be 72 I'm 60 on the dot.
I'm 13 years older than you.
73 then.
Yeah, but I look like what you do look like today, Gareth.
Yeah, of course you will. So Ben says to us yesterday, how long since you've been in the gym?
Sure, like over 2 years.
Yeah, so he's feeling like he needs to feel what it's like to have muscles again.
Yeah, I just get back and do something more structured and like more
serious. So you go and rejoin?
Yeah, so I went back to the gym.
Were they surprised to see you?
Well, so I go rejoin the gym across the road, and then they're like, okay, cool. Yeah, but we kind of, this gym's going to close in June. It's like, well, you've just ruined my dream. The reason I come here is because it's so geographically convenient.
So where are they moving to?
So look, they're moving like a couple of kilometers away, but the building across the road is so dodgy, apparently. So you know, where the studios are here in Rivonia, this used to be a thriving metropolis. Remember when I moved here from Cape Town, Rivonia was the place to be. And there's this shopping mall across the road here, and there were actual like nice shops, and there was like all kinds of things going on. There was nightclubs. It was a real hub.
Yes.
And then it turned into this like this China mall, and then these people came in and they were promising to build apartments in this mall. It was going to be this multi-purpose everything. And this guy at the gym was telling me this. And then they took deposits for these apartments, and then these people kind of went back to China. And
stop.
That was it. So there was no apartments, but deposit money gone. So then slowly but surely this is becoming emptier and emptier, and people hate going to this gym because it's so dodgy.
Yeah, there's some bizarre shops in there.
Well,
have you been in there?
Tumbleweeds and
well, I haven't been there in a while, just because really, without sounding like I'm exaggerating, kind of just sends a shiver down my spine.
Yeah, no, it's rough in there, but you can
like a ghost town.
Yeah, even the shop attendants look like they haven't seen natural light in the longest of time.
I went into a shop yesterday looking for a padlock, and I just went into a shop that kind of looked like it had a padlock. There were three men there. I'm not entirely sure of nationalities. None of them looked up at me. They just went, no. I said, hi, guys, do you sell padlocks? No.
Wow.
And then I went downstairs, and there was this delightful shop that sold padlocks, but also three people who worked there who didn't want to talk to me.
Did they look like Danny Trejo from, what's that show, Machete?
Gareth, I don't know. Like, it's the strangest place. Like, carte blanche to go in there and see what goes on.
Because also, we know this, maths isn't our strongest point, but if you count the number of shops there and you work out...
rent.
Yeah, you thumbsuck a rent amount, you thumbsuck how much they make as profit. Things don't add up.
Well...
Just saying.
Yeah, like I said, it's a very strange
thing.
They're
laundering money, Sia.
I reckon there's some card games going on there at night. Definitely.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
And also, there's this go-kart circuit in there. Like, a go-kart track costs money, okay? So you need go-karts, you need the horrible speakers playing all that Patricia Lewis remix music stuff.
Oh.
But there's no one ever go-karting.
No.
Like, I go there to the post office. I go in there from time to time, and never once has there been go-karting.
Yeah, it's
But the go-karting's there. Like, nothing closes there. It just sort of stays there.
Very odd. Well... all will be revealed at some point. They'll either blow the place up
That's not convenient.
Guys, if it were to turn into like in apartments, they got a great view up there. Because it's like an 8-story building. So
no, it's pretty damn
view
nice.
View of what?
Dionda, the golf course of Country Club Johannesburg and Woodmead area. Mm. That's brilliant. So where the gym is now,
if you're high enough up, your view is anything you want it to be. That's why people live in skyscrapers in cities. If you go high up enough, you're out of the crowd. You almost breathe like clean air.
Yeah.
Or almost, not the smog of the city.
Speaking of skyscrapers, while we're on this, Michelle from the aquarium sent me this video. It's too long to play on air.
Yeah.
But like in Dubai, they're making like twisting skyscrapers. So every floor twists. So your view
will change.
You can watch the sun rise and set, because sometimes you get either one or the other, right? Or you just get a view of like the alleyway or whatever. But now you get skyscrapers that can actually independently, the floors can twist.
Wow.
They can follow the sun through the day.
You know, say what you want about Dubai. They have their moments.
Well, yeah. They hire smart people from all over the rest of the world. It's not the people of Dubai are building those skyscrapers.
No, but I mean,
no, it'll be some
still, it's only happening in Dubai. Like, where else are you going to see a twisting building? It's quite cool.
In Durban, we had that restaurant.
That turning restaurant.
Roma revolving restaurant. We were trendsetters ages ago. You would go for little shabby Italian food.
You basically would be able to...
Shabby Italian, that's so mean.
Does it twist 180 degrees?
The whole building.
So you literally go from one side to the other?
360.
No. I mean, the room, the apartment will turn around on a central pivot.
So there's a central core, obviously, where the elevator shafts and all that kind of stuff is.
Right, and the rest of it goes around.
And then every single floor is just made up of small compartments that then independently, well, obviously together, in unison, everything turns around.
Jeez, that must be an engineering feat. Unbelievable.
Well, it's actually...
Of epic proportion.
I'll find the video and I'll get Dory to put it on the site. But what makes it extra clever is that in between every floor, there's 2 feet sort of space, which they then turn to a wind turbine. So there's actually... It's completely self-sufficient when it comes to electricity. So it powers
doesn't
itself.
Even use huge power.
It doesn't even use any power.
God.
It just becomes a big wind turbine.
That's fantastic. What a time to be alive. What a time.
I mean, you won't see Ponte Tower doing that.
Oh, shame.
Well, Ponte has had...
Wow.
The only way Ponte would do that is if someone actually stole the whole room, the whole building floor by floor. And they actually were like wheeled it away in wheelbarrows.
Can you imagine if like tears and sorrow... made electricity, Ponty would be completely...
Oh, well, sorrow. Then it would be an entirely different story.
If sorrow made...
And Ponty would be on all day. Ponty would power Hillbrow.
Oh, my God. The whole of Joburg. What are you talking about? Oh, what a horrible place.
Oh, it's had its time. And now there's the Summit Club near there.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Is that the whorehouse one?
That's the strip club. The Summit.
All right.
I've heard some great stories about
it's,
place.
It holds some stories, that place. Mm. I've heard things as well.
Now, if herpes could power up the whole of Johannesburg,
then the Summit Club could.
Yeah. Summit is so sleazy. Supposedly, when you swipe there, the receipt, because they know people in relationships go there and they aren't meant to be there.
They've got a different... name.
Yeah, when you get your receipt, it doesn't even... Oh, is that in all strip clubs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your credit card needs to go for a test, though.
Like an STD?
No, guys.
Yep. Yes. No, really.
Ooh.
They never come up as, you know, the grand teasers, Mavericks.
Dance with Oksana.
Oksana. It's not going to say exactly that on this. How do you think SARS are going to deal with that?
Well, I don't know.
No, they use a different name.
Why you like Randolph's Utilities or something.
I think you need to own the fact that you went to the Purple Pleasure
the
Palace.
The Village Pub and Grill.
Barbara Billingsworth Botanical Garden visit.
Barbara Burgess Bildersbush. Shame, she's still dead. I checked. I checked this morning.
Of course she'd still be dead.
So I wanted to go and see, you know, if there were changes, but Barbara Bush is still dead. I'm just reporting that now. This is official news. So let's do it properly, shall we? Here it is. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, reporting live from Washington, this is Pip Scarfeld. Barbara Billingsberger Bush is still dead.
Still dead.
She's still dead.
When do you think the funeral will be? Not this weekend. Next weekend?
No, it'll be this weekend. Get her in the ground.
Jeez, that's so quick.
Yeah, just waste time. So, leave people putrefying above ground is not a good idea. And after about 3 or 4 days, it starts getting problematic.
Oh.
Yeah, so you just want to get them in the ground. So, they kept Winnie out way too long. Should have put her in. Had to plan funerals and things, yeah. I understand, but we don't last long. Once we die, things start to go backwards very quickly. Your skin pulls back on your nails.
No.
So that it looks like your nails have grown. And on your teeth, your gums pull back. Oh, that's what happens.
You start to dry out.
You're disintegrating.
Yeah. Why do you think we lose our hair and get saggy balls and stuff? Mm-hmm. We're not meant to be in the production run anymore.
Wait.
Yes. Your eyes start to rot in your head first. That's why they close the eyes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, think about it.
Wait, in like a matter of what, hours, days?
Yeah, it starts happening. Oh, listen, there's a whole process.
All I know about like dying and your corpse being out there is that sometimes straight after death, you could still have a bowel movement.
Yes.
Mm. Well, that's just your body just
clearing
out
the last little bit.
Letting go.
All those tight muscles start becoming loose.
And yeah. As a man, I heard that you could have an erection. Like there are corpses with erections, and I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, well, blood gets trapped here and there, and yeah.
Yeah, and then...
And then rigor mortis is a real thing.
Rigor mortis is a real thing. That comes in about, I think it's a couple of hours after, and then you start to go very solid and cold. Oh, yeah.
What if you die holding onto someone? Oh, no, I don't even want to think about it. Never mind. Okay.
What, like Jack on the Titanic with Rose?
And then how... No.
No, there really is no more official reminder that we are just pieces of meat than when we die.
Mm.
That's all we are, pieces of meat.
Speaking of jerky, but George H., he is 93?
No, he looks...
I mean, TikTok here, guys. I mean,
listen, I know that some people would think this is a very morbid discussion, but you know what? It's going to happen to you, so stop being a child about it and realize these things happen. So, you know, you watch The Walking Dead. You start looking like a zombie eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the maggots get in there.
That's right. They all start cleaning you out. That's why you got to get in the ground, man. Right?
But George H., so he's in his... Wow, he's old.
He looks terrible.
Well, George H. is
still... I thought he would go first.
Me too.
According to some of these women, he's still out there fondling them.
Like photo ops.
Yeah, now you're just creating fake news.
Wait a minute.
We spoke about this on the show.
This was in the news. George H.W. Bush
What is George H. fondling other than oxygen right now?
He was fondling young women. He was in photographs.
This is what women would say.
Part of the Me Too movement.
And he sitting in his wheelchair would grab their behind.
To this day, though, at 93.
Yes. I think the late...
Well, you men don't... We don't change. What are you talking about, Mubs? We're the same the whole way through.
Listen, we know this.
God bless you, George H.W. Bush. I'm sure some of those women's... It was great for them, a former president.
Ugh.
I'm sure they loved it. Some creepy old Skeletor grabbing at their backsides. Must have been magic.
Well, it does, eh? When you get old, it looks like the crows have already started pecking at your face, but that's just how your face goes.
And the liver spots. You know, you're basically one big liver spot.
No, aging is a terrible, terrible process.
It's a disease.
Unless you've hit the genetic lottery.
Yes. Like Cicely Tyson. Ooh.
How old is she again?
She's in her 90s.
What?
Cicely Tyson is still
acting.
Good
for her.
I think she just got it awarded with a new Hollywood award just last week.
All right, so there's the important news. Barbara Bush is still dead.
But also just with very old people, Betty White is also still alive.
Yeah,
well, that's incredible. She's the only one of the Golden Girls who is, right? They're all dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, and she's still coherent. No,
she really is.
She's
96.
96?
And she still works. She's a working 96-year-old. I mean, come on.
Okay, Betty White and Cicely Tyson need to share their secrets. They need to sit together and gloat first and foremost that they're still amazing.
No, there's a touch of Ronaldo in there. They've met the devil at some stage.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Betty White talking about her 95th birthday. Do you want to hear? Maybe she's got some tips for us, for the rest of us.
Happy birthday.
So Katie Couric goes to visit her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
By the way, that laugh is Betty White, not the Crypt Keeper.
Dear Betty.
Oh,
look what I made for you.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Happy birthday to...
God, Katie Couric has got to stop singing like Sia does.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so let's just listen to Betty White talking about how old she is. Anybody keen?
Yeah, boy.
Sure, right, she's great.
And guess what else I bought you? A sloth, because I hear you have a little crush on a certain sloth.
Oh, I do, I do.
Yeah, she's lost her mind.
No,
she's lost her mind. She's got Katie a crush Couric. On a sloth. Okay, so Katie Couric bought her a little toy sloth. There's a real sloth, an actual one in a zoo or whatever that Betty White took a fancy to.
I do.
You met one at the wildlife center, right?
I certainly.
And you have a little. You're a little sweet on him.
A little sweet on him, and we did this too.
You
there.
Did?
Oh, yeah.
Hugged it.
You can add this to.
She's lost her mind.
Because a little birdie told me you have an entire room full of stuffed animals at your house.
Definitely demented.
A little strange for stuffed animals. I'm a little strange for any kind of animals, except possibly the two-legged kind.
This is a big birthday for you, Betty.
95.
Can you believe it?
Nope. Seriously, I can't. I can't. I keep thinking, Betty, you're 95 years old. I'm so blessed with good health and faculty. I mean, you know, I've got memories and all that. You can't really expect that.
She does look like she's staring into the headlights of an oncoming car, though. I mean, she's got that look of, it could be any minute.
Like that
minute I could pop my clogs. Just be on standby.
Oh,
you know? She's got that look. You know they get that look, old people.
Well, it's either the look, the smell, or both. I'd rather the look first. That smell.
At 95, I am the luckiest old broad on 2 feet. Oh.
This past weekend, I understand, you had a little bit of a celebration.
I have milked it every day. I'm shame-faced.
What's a typical day like for you, Betty?
I get up early and...
That's a good sign.
Play with my dog a little bit. He comes over and he lets me know when it's 6:30. I'll be asleep like this and the edge of the bed is here and I'll get brump. He said, hey, it's 6:30, it's time to get up.
That's a nice way to wake up,
it's
though.
The best
That's
way to
I
wake up.
That's how I wake up on weekends.
And then going on and...
What, who licks you?
Meowsers is there at 6:30.
All right. Is that what she does?
Yeah.
Wakes you up? Okay, well, then you and Betty White have something in common. Just
right?
A few others to tick off, Ben, and you'll be there.
I've got a lot of things I'm involved with.
You stay busy. You're still doing some television, right?
Right. And crossword puzzles I'm addicted. An admitted addict. I just can't put them down. And if I see one, you know, on the floor, if somebody has a puppy and they put, and there's a crossword puzzle, say, no, honey, you can't go on that. And I keep it.
Is there anything you know now at 95? That you
Not
wish
much.
That you wish you had known at say 25.
Oh, I think we can all say that, but I don't know of anything specific that. Oh my God! If I'd only known that, I've been married 3 times,
Ooh.
And I probably still would have been married 3 times even if I knew what I know now. Then
right.
All of a sudden you find the right one, and it makes everything fall into place.
Alan Ludden, you're. Wonderful, wonderful husband.
The love of my life.
He passed away in 1981. And I was a widow. And I was.
How many years is that?
Me. It's as old as me. His death is as old as me.
36 years old.
Whoa!
What are you horrified by?
Oh.
What are you horrified by? Ben's age or Betty White being alone for 36 years?
No, I mean, I suppose that the other horrible side of aging is, you know, there's less nookie.
Oh, for sure. No one's going to want to.
She hasn't been getting none for 36 years.
There's too much effort at that stage.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That another side effect to aging is that.
I'm just thinking of that one of those first few scenes in Titanic when the older Rose says, it's been 70-something years. Imagine.
Hey, do you want to hear? This is interesting. She talked about how
Betty died.
No, the Bea Arthur didn't like her, apparently. They were not fond of each other.
Did you get along with everyone on the Golden Girls? I mean,
oh, yes.
You did?
Oh, yes. Bea was not that fond of me, but
yeah,
I
know. I've heard that.
I don't know.
What is
I don't know what I ever did.
Because she knew you'd outlive her. That was why she was angry with you.
Also, she was called Bea.
Yeah.
No, but she was not that thrilled with me. But I loved Bea, and I admired her, and I just... And I can't believe I'm the only one left because I was the oldest. It's so silly.
Wow. Estelle Getty was not as old as she played on that show, was she? Estelle was younger than she was playing.
Much younger. And the makeup people had to spend hours putting wrinkles and all that, you know, to make her look. And, of course, the wigs. So the first summer hiatus that we had, she came back, she had gotten a facelift. So the makeup man said, what?
Wow. I read that she never wanted to do any jokes about death because she was scared to die.
She was mortally afraid of death.
Yeah.
She really was. And didn't think any dead jokes. And I can't tell you the number of funeral homes and scenes by caskets that we played, but she was never happy.
She was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how's that?
I cannot believe she was the oldest of all of them.
Yeah, she
and
was.
She outlived them all. Yeah.
Well, didn't Blanche have like herpes or something?
Oh.
I mean, she bowed out of the youngest.
Blanche. That Blanche was something else, huh? Rue McClanahan. Sure.
Had herpes.
I don't think
she didn't have herpes, but she was
in Blanche the show. Was the best name she had in her life.
Yeah. In the show, Blanche was this very loose woman. And in you know, in the '80s it was still, you know, women who behaved like that were frowned upon. This is the '80s. Men who behaved like that were heroes. These days I think we've got a much more balanced approach. A woman who behaved like Blanche today, you'd say, power to you, sister.
It's good to reference these old shows from time to time to see how far we actually have come.
We're moving, man. We're moving forward.
Thank you for
even though the whole cast of the Golden Girls is in boxes except for Betty White.
Jeez. That's one way to put it.
And the reason we brought that up is because, of course, Barbara Billingsberger Bush was most well known for being one of the role models to the Golden Girls. In fact, she was chosen as the first lady role model of that epoch. They loved her. Yeah, she was the one. All right.
Screw it. I'll watch the her funeral this weekend.
You remember Mabali told us in the news yesterday about that woman who was sucked through the plane window?
Oh, man.
Apparently, she died.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she didn't make it.
Oh, dear.
She died in hospital due to injuries of being sucked out of the window. So it is as bad as we thought it was.
Oh, man.
How awful is that?
Yeah. Shame.
Her family should sue, I think, still.
Yeah, well, it's not going to bring her back. Can we find out how true this inflation rate is, especially after these price increases? I don't know what you're talking about, but there's a message on the screen about that. And lots of people sending us messages on Telegram, which I really like because Telegram seems to me to be a lot better than what Zuckerberg's given us on WhatsApp. Seems to be funnier. There are these stickers. People sending those around. It's very cool. All right, should we get stuck into the five things? All right, because we've got the burning platform today. Justice is not in, but we've got Polly van Wyk, who's also a very well-known and respected journalist in South Africa and someone who has her finger on the pulse of what's going on in terms of all the news. So we'll be talking to Polly van Wyk in the burning platform at 7. We've got Said by Sia, we've got Ben Sport, we've got the update on cryptocurrencies. But first things first, here's Mabali Moloi with the latest on the five things you need to know.
Well, the first thing you need to know is that the EFF have had to beef up security for their CIC. This is after receiving information of an alleged plot to kill Julius Malema. While the party is not willing to reveal details about this alleged plan for security reasons, they did say that police have been made aware. They're also going to be laying a complaint at a police station. They've also written to the police minister, Bheki Cele. And in the statement, the party also said that they're on the verge of defeating the ANC in the Northwest and that these threats should not be taken lightly.
So, wow, in the Northwest, huh?
In the Northwest, they say. Isn't that
Supra
Mahumapelo stomping ground?
That is.
Yeah. And I mean, we've heard all sorts of stories about him.
Huh.
So yeah, EFF just letting us know there that, yep, they CIC now under threat.
All right.
And that they have beefed up security.
Well, that's good news. Everybody should be safe. We shouldn't live in a country where people are in danger all the time. And Julius has got to be protected because God knows if he was assassinated, can you imagine what that would do?
Sure.
Like people would lose their minds. Shut up, Arnold.
Give me more. Come on.
Not like that, Arnold. Then I get turned on. What's wrong with you?
Speaking of being safe, or in this case, a lack thereof, there was a fatal shooting on the M1 yesterday. Did any of you hear about this or experience it?
That sounded like a hit to me.
Yo. Oh,
this is that Pakistani mafia that Ben was telling us about, right?
Jeepers.
Well, those are the initial reports, but I see it's actually more linked towards some sort of Free State housing contract.
Oh, is this the one with Ace Magashule's daughter?
Guys, there's a lot of things going around, but
yeah.
Wow.
We need to, let me just try.
What a mess.
I'm going to need to find those details for maybe after 7. But gangsters. Anyway, it was a fatal shooting on the M1 North near Glenhove yesterday. The person was shot 8 times and he died on the scene.
Yeah, so when people say, oh, the crime, but when you get shot 8 times in a luxury car, it's not so much the crime, it's more business.
Mm. Yes.
I don't mean to be technical about this, but before you want to go to Australia.
You're right.
No, but you're absolutely right. It's more business and it's money. It's business and money, usually. Hmm. And then over in Durban, a businessman was rescued from a gang of kidnappers who alleged...
Good Lord.
I know, guys.
What the CSI New York is going on here?
He allegedly got abducted from his shop in the Windermere area yesterday morning. Prem Balram of the private security company Reaction Unit South Africa said that they were called by the victim's wife after she was told that her husband was bundled into a buggy by several men at his business premises. Then Reaction officers were informed that the vehicle was at some point on the R102 near Kinshasa International Airport.
Wow.
A search was conducted by officers. But yeah, they essentially managed to rescue this guy from these kidnappers. I don't know what's going on.
There's dangerous stuff going on.
There's a lot happening and it's happening everywhere in the country.
I just picked the guy up and took him away in the car.
Jeez.
Can you imagine how scary that is? Mm. You don't know where you're going. That must be one of the worst feelings.
Yeah.
Dump you out of the car that could kill you.
Because what do you do in a situation like that? Do you start looking for ways to get out?
Oh.
You start sussing out the situation.
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure your brain goes into overtime.
Maybe you just cooperate with them in the hopes that they'll let you go, you know? Horrible.
Former estate agent Vicky Momberg, who was convicted in connection with a racist tirade, was yesterday refused leave to appeal her sentence and a conviction imposed by the Randburg Magistrates Court. She has been sentenced to 3 years in prison, of which 1 year was suspended following that incident back in 2016. And then lastly, People magazine want to let us know yet again who they think is beautiful. You know, they do this every year. They've got their beautiful people issue.
That's right.
It's coming out in the US on Friday, but we already know that pop star Pink is on the cover as she has been voted the most beautiful. Yes.
What?
No.
Yeah. Chosen for what the celebrity publication called a role model.
No.
Who embodies modesty and confidence.
No!
Yes.
But she's not beautiful.
Well,
no!
She is beautiful to some people.
No.
She's modest and confident, Gareth.
Yeah, you see, People magazine, they used to call it Most Beautiful Woman, but
I used to call it a magazine.
Well, they used to call it Most Beautiful Woman, but then they decided that, no, actually, we don't want this to be a beauty contest. So they now call it Most Beautiful People, and it also includes men, right? So... The whole point of this is you're not going to necessarily find who you think is most attractive there.
Well, that's why we stopped buying People magazine thousands of years ago.
No.
So also in this issue...
Who is that?
Included, I don't know. Included in the list is Will and Grace actress Megan Mullally.
Okay, she's...
This is the most pathetic magazine. I mean, who even knows what this magazine's up to?
Does she play Will or Grace?
No, she's Karen Walker.
Yes.
She's the one who speaks like this.
Yeah, show. Her voice. Oh, Jackie. Of course, you. If you're a publication, you would be an idiot not to include Meghan Markle in any of your issues, because she's getting married to Prince Harry next month. See, where's your invite?
May the 19th. My invite is on my couch.
Gal Gadot. I still don't know how to say her surname.
Wonder Woman
is in there. Serena Williams is in there. And then with the guys.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Drake, Canadian rapper, is in there. I actually don't know the rest of them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, nobody
Hamilton
does.
Hamilton star?
Listen, this People magazine's got to shut its doors.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, yes, he's a star of Hamilton on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Kumail Nanjiani.
Jesus, who wrote this? Did Betty White put this list together?
He's the guy on...
It's Betty White's crosswords. They found the crossword puzzle and
Big Bang
made
Theory.
That the list.
Okay.
Listen, hang on a second. Stop right there. This used to be the People most beautiful list. This yes. used to be an institution.
Matthew McConaughey, shirtless.
What happened?
Penelope Cruz.
Did Hillary Clinton take over this list? I've never heard such a gallery of rogues.
Beauty has evolved, Gareth. Stop being such a human.
Please. Oh, please. Let's go to the lines. Vicky Momberg's on the line. What do you think, Vicky? Oh. Do you have something to say about that People magazine?
I don't give a shit.
All right, thank you. Anything else you want to say?
You some bitch, don't you? Fucking bitch!
All right, you go to hell. How dare you? This is my show! Oh. Vicky Momberg, fuck you!
Let's not hold back that woman, huh?
She's angry. Very angry, but hang on, she's back again. Vicky, please, try to keep it calm, all right? Vicky?
Hello?
Yeah. Vicky, please, you don't need to shout at us. You're already going to jail, all right? And apparently your appeal's been denied. Just behave yourself if you're going to come on the line and... Don't upset everybody, all right? Do you mind?
Oh, please. Your mama's a cunt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow. What a thing to say. Wow. Get out of here. I'm not putting you back on the air.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. What a horrible human being.
Yes, and those are the five things you need to know.
All right. There's a lot more that we need to know, but we'll stop asking questions. This People magazine thing's really ridiculous. Why would anyone read that?
No, man. There are plenty of...
It sounds like it was put together by politicians.
There are plenty of beauty pageants already in existence. They just decided to change their minds. That's all.
This is how in Hollywood you knew the most attractive people. If you were on this list. Now, I mean, the next thing they'll be putting Roseanne on there. And they'll put on that chick from... that ugly little Hispanic actress, Ugly Betty.
America Ferrari or something.
Jesus.
Ferreira.
I mean, they'll put her on there. Who else are they going to put in there? They'll put monstrosities into that list. It used to be the most beautiful people list.
In their defense, their whole renaming now, they say that the issue has evolved over the years, leading to the decision that the title of most
sounds
should
like such
be dropped.
This is bullshit.
And now they feature beautiful qualities internally and externally as well.
If I wanted that, I'd pick up Cosmo or Fair Lady.
Cosmo. 21 different blowjobs in 21 days. Cosmo is not.
Cosmo are a pile of shit.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm saying about people now.
No,
as well.
That's what Instagram is there for.
Yeah,
go onto any Slay Queens page and you'll see plenty of beautiful people. Gareth,
have you been watching me?
Leave People magazine alone.
have you been watching me?
The Slay Queens have taken over beauty.
That's right. Man. All right, cryptocurrency quick update for you. Another good day yesterday. Ethereum trading at $544.12. Bitcoin, $8,272.89. And some real uptick for things like Monero, $222.55 from a low of like 153. So that's going up nicely. There we go. Let's turn our attention to Ben and see what he's got for us in the world of sport. Take it away, Ben.
All right, Gareth. Well, as you know, we're getting to the end of the English Premier League season, and Man City are the champions. And rightly so, they have five players in the PFA's Team of the Year. It is David De Gea. He's Dutch. He's from Man United. Then we've got Vertonghen, Otamendi, Walker and Alonso. Those are your defenders in this team. Then we've got De Bruyne, Silva and Eriksen. And then your strike force being Salah, Kane and Aguero. So Kane is the only English player in the PFA's Team of the Year. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool, seeing as there's all these made-for-money football matches, like they go on these tours of Asia and South America and America, whatever, but wouldn't it be cool to have a PFA Team of the Year, so the best of English, versus a La Liga Team of the Year? That would be really cool. Look, it would mostly be Real Madrid and Barcelona versus these guys, but it would be very cool seeing as English teams ultimately flake in the Champions League. I don't know, use it, don't use it. FIFA, right. UEFA, something. But it'd be a really cool thing because they have the Super Cup and they have all these other things.
Sure.
They're a really cool little addition. Speaking of people in London, England, all that kind of thing, London Marathon. So Mo Farah, we all know who he is.
Yes. I do actually know who he is.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. So Mo has obviously been this track legend, and he is someone who's just set the track alight in the last, well, 8 or so years. I mean, he's done well. He's got the Olympic golds, Commonwealth, the World Champs, all that kind of stuff.
Didn't he start off by winning the London Marathon or something?
No, Gareth. No. That's the thing. He's run the marathon once. So just once.
Oh.
And he finished 8th, which although might sound credible, all the other legends of the 10,000 meters in the Olympics have run it and either won it or just been like absolutely amazing runners. So Mo feels that in his next attempt to stay great, he needs to basically do well in the marathon. So this is going to happen 22nd of April, this Sunday. And Mo, well, can he do it? All the other guys have done very well. He is now into his 30s, so it's important that he makes this a big milestone for his life. Because what else has he got to do? Most sports people, this is what happens. You've got nothing else to do. You go home, you get tired of your wife and kids, you must get back out and do sports. So 10,000 meters, maybe he feels he has more longevity with, and he's built for it.
It takes longer. He maybe needs to get out for longer.
Yeah, he's built for it, exactly. Yeah. Saul Canelo Alvarez.
Who's that?
He was? Mm-mm. Well, he was the guy who was going to take on Golovkin in the big rematch of... basically, it was the best boxing fight yesterday. The only... Okay. Last year, the only boxing fight. Because the Mayweather-McGregor fight wasn't really a fight. So these two were meant to go back at it, but unfortunately, the Mexican failed drug test. Failing two drug tests, actually. Mm-hmm. Clenbuterol was found in his system.
Bro, so, that's what the bodybuilders use.
So what that means is that... He basically had contaminated meat, he said. So a lot of Mexican athletes have had this problem where they've had, they're obviously eating the meat like normal people do, but there's farmers who are actually adding the substance to make the meat leaner.
Hmm.
And in doing so, well,
it's illegal.
He's fallen foul of the rules.
Right.
So that's going to be 6 months out. So they're going to... Oh, that's just a shame, really, because everybody's waiting for this fight, and this fight was going to be a big deal.
Hmm.
Not anymore. In cricket news, it seems like those dodgy Australians might still be able to play cricket. Surrey,
who... You're kidding.
Well, okay, so the ball tampering thing, they were banned from Cricket Australia.
Right.
And then the IPL said, well, you know, we're so holier than now, we don't need this filth in our game. So if the English county seems a big deal, Ada Markham has just signed a deal to go play county cricket. That's what happens in the winter of the Southern Hemisphere. So if you're not an IPList, then county cricket is a big deal. It looks really good on your resume as well. But Surrey are believing that, why don't they sign Warner and or Smith? If there's no law against them playing overseas. It just means the English Cricket Board has to sign it off. Ultimately, they'll probably say no. But at the same time, you've got two world-class players who are sitting on their ass, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They've got nothing to do, and they'll be a great addition to any team, if they don't cheat, of course. So, Michael Divanuto. Now, what is it with all these Aussies? They're basically coaching all these teams around the world. That's why there's so many Aussie coaches in the IPL, there's so many coaches in the county cricket. Anyway, so they might get signed for Surrey, or some other team might be opportunistic and do it. In other Aussie cricket news, they're looking for the new coach. They say they're looking for a new coach, but everyone believes that ex-opener Justin Langer is going to be the guy. Now, he was obviously part of the team. He's been part of this old boys culture. Buff Lehman, who basically retired. He's out of here. But people are saying that Langer, well, he's kind of already... That's it. He's an inside man. He's going to become like the Rusty Erasmus in that he's got the job before it goes out to pitch, so to speak. So is this a good idea? Cricket Australia making this whole song and dance about changing their culture and becoming better. But here you are, about to pick a guy who played for the team for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So the culture's not exactly going to change. I mean, these guys are still going to be absolute, like, you know, just dodgy Aussies. So Buff is gone. The process is out, but it looks like Justin Langer very much inside track on that one. So don't be too surprised when the new coach is Justin Langer. Man United had a good win last night against Bournemouth, and they needed it too because they're playing FA Cup football this weekend. It's the semi-finals. And Mourinho basically rang the changes, basically told all of his players, look, you're all cuck. You're all playing for pride right now. Whoever plays well today, you'll play FA Cup semi-final. And look at that. They played really well. They won 2-0, and now they gear up for the semi-finals. So we've got a lot of rugby to look forward to this weekend, a lot of football to look forward to this weekend. And, we'll get into that tomorrow because tomorrow is Friday.
Very good. Thank you, Ben. There's a look at the sport for this morning. It's time for Said by Sia. This is where we get a little dose of optimism and positivity out of a bundle of energy in the morning. Sia Sangweni, take it away.
Oh, there we go. This morning's dose of good news actually comes all the way from the Northwest. Now,
nothing good comes from there, does it?
Well, get ready for this. I'll be the first to say, as much as this is good news, it is a costly effort. And our priorities, particularly in the education space in South Africa, really need to be looked at. But I just wanted to give a bit of an applause to the Science and Technology Minister, Mamoloko Kubayi Ngubane, who, yes, can I just have a moment to her, because sure. She and her team have been working on getting a school off the grid and totally sufficient and working off solar power. And so This past Friday, they launched a renewable energy system at a school in the Northwest Province to demonstrate the reliability and the scalability of renewable energy. Brace yourself, this whole project cost 10 million rand.
Oh, but not worth it then.
Shucks. The department does say that over the years, once you consider how much they'll be saving in terms of electricity costs, it will eventually pay itself off. They aren't exactly tooting their horns as well, saying that they'll be rolling this out everywhere. But they did look at the fact that the school has been struggling for years. The school in particular did not have access to Eskom power. And with 486 pupils, something needed to be done very drastically. So that's when they installed the 2.5 kilowatt hydrogen fuel cell system, which was deployed at the Bulani Secondary School.
Nice.
So, you know what? Now this rural school has access to off-grid electricity for lighting and what they call ICT as well. As I did say, it is a costly effort, but, you know, kudos to the government for getting something done here. Will it exactly be rolled out in schools where some don't even have toilets? Probably not. But it's a step in the right direction, I think.
Absolutely. And we've got to take what little gains we have and try to magnify them and also try to roll them out in other places.
Mm.
At least they're trying because there's been so little innovation coming out of the education sector in South Africa, certainly the government-based education sector in South Africa, that it's any news is good news, really.
Yeah. And look, for the school, for these kids, ultimately that's who I think is the most important in this situation. And I just think about how you use electricity on the daily constantly, and we don't even think about it for us who have the privilege of it. And, you know, how do you study in darkness, for example, on a dark, cloudy day? And well, now they do have this. So.
Carlo, who listens to us, sent me an email to say, you know, he works for a company that does the solar stuff and these batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to very seriously look at it for my house. Electricity bill's way too high.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's just said by Sia for this morning.
There we go. Somebody says here, morning, Gareth. I'm slowly but surely making the conscious decision to switch my Facebook and WhatsApp off, but I fear that Zuckel Lizardberg will just offer Telegram a huge amount and buy Telegram just like he did WhatsApp. Once this happens, they'll screw up Telegram too. Hmm. That's scary.
Well,
that be scary?
He is a businessman.
I hope not. I mean, we've got people. I hear more and more people migrating every day. Let's see if it happens. There's still a lot of people on WhatsApp, obviously. All my work groups and so on are on WhatsApp, so it's going to take me a while to wean myself off. But like Ben said, there's something nice about having two.
Yeah.
The one is for serious stuff. The other one's more private. The other one's more like your friends and family, maybe. You know? Separate these things out. And then he discovered these GIFs and these emojis on Snapchat. Now, he and Daniela, they just communicate on Snapchat. Is that right?
Yeah, that's just it. So if you try accept me on Snapchat and I decline, you don't take it personally.
He's only on there for Daniela.
Yeah.
So don't even look him up.
Yeah.
All right? Deal. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk to Polly van Wyk. We'll talk to her about the burning platform this morning. There's lots to get into there. We'll take your thoughts and your calls. David Beckham is many things. He's a world-famous footballer, a father, a style icon, the guy who, I think he's the guy, a lot of people saying he is, the guy who made tattoos mainstream. Before he came along, it was just sailors and prisoners.
Great, Gareth.
He's also refined and cool, like his own whiskey, Haig Clubman. It's about changing the game, breaking the rules, doing things differently. I had an unconventional, unradio conversation with David Beckham about Haig Clubman and his family being an entrepreneur breaking the rules. And you can get that podcast now on cliffcentral.com. Haig Clubman, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. Yes. Oh, a little later, Udo Karlsson will come in. I used to work with Udo at 702.
Okay, sport guy.
Yes, correct. He was also on the Toasty Show on ETV all those years ago. YFM, he was a news editor. He's been at Supersport. And we'll find out all about him. He was one of the 2014 SA Sports Journalist finalists. And he married the presenter of Kumbulekaya, Andile Khalesiwe, in 2000. And then they divorced after a few years, but he's also taken over sport on Metro FM from Robert Marawa. There's lots to talk to him about. Udo Karlsson popping in at 8 o'clock. Keen to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. I like Udo. We used to work together very nicely. I liked him then. I like him now. All right, so all of that's coming up. There was something else I needed to tell you. Where's this clip? Oh, the Japanese. You know they have these funny things that happen in Japanese, right?
In Japanese or just in Japan?
Sorry, in Japan, not in Japanese.
Because lots of funny things happen in Japanese too.
That's also true. Yeah. They have a penis festival.
Yes, they do.
You've heard about the penis festival, Mubs?
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, so what they basically do is they have a whole lot of penises. There are women are caressing large statues of penises. They make lollipops of penises.
Mm.
They really appreciate the penis.
Mm-hmm. I think there's also a town, Gareth, that's just dedicated to penises. There's sculptures all over the coastline.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it's Japan. There's actually a penis town.
Attracts thousands of people every year from all over the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Not just the Japanese. They eat ice creams shaped like penises.
No, sorry. I got that wrong. It's a theme park in South Korea with the giant penises.
Oh.
It's just a theme park.
No, I mean, it's a great way to make money, you know?
Apparently, touching a penis is really good luck.
Oh, okay.
During this festival. Brings fertility to young couples who want a baby. Mm. People enjoy eating dick cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about those?
Yeah, big hit.
Right?
Big.
Yeah, a variety of willy lollies that are made of fruits and connect people in a very beautiful way. You know, women who come, men who come, everybody comes to enjoy the penises. And one giant penis is like in a shrine, and all of them come and they bow their heads to the giant penis, say a few prayers, they wish for a good harvest. They wish to be penetrated by a big penis themselves. And then attendees come and ring the bell to end their celebrations in front of the giant penis shrine. And the bell's penis as well.
Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, you could be an Oktoberfest kind of person or a penis festival kind of person.
Which kind
of you? Or both.
Which kind of you?
Both.
Both.
Well, I haven't been to the penis festival, but I should go.
It's on your agenda, isn't
it? I should go.
Yeah, I thought it would be on your agenda. Okay, well, there we go. That's Mabale Moloi's new favorite holiday destination, the Penis Festival. Who would have known?
Do you want a quick Russian fact?
Yes, of course.
Because it's 56 days until the Russian World Cup.
Of course.
Well, in Russia, they're quite sensitive about receiving flowers. So if you were to give Russians flowers, they've got to be in odd numbers. The bouquet must have odd numbers of flowers.
Oh.
If you give even numbers, outside of a funeral, because when you go to a funeral, it's even numbers, it is you've really created quite a faux pas.
Who's counting them?
They are.
Well, as soon as you come in, there's a lot of interrogation that goes on in Russia. So you give flowers.
If I hand over a big bunch of flowers, and they're too many to count, let's say they're roses, and I buy my bali a huge bunch of roses, and it's not a funeral, it's a celebration. When I leave, does she count them and go,
Oh, she'll have someone to count them, yeah. And then you'll feel the wrath.
Huh.
I mean, if this is the accepted thing in Russia, then shouldn't all flower shops be selling their batches in odd numbers, though?
It's pretty much what they go for, yeah. But what if you're picking flowers yourself in your garden?
You screw that up, then you're a social outcast forever.
That's it.
never make it. All right, when we come back, we'll check in on the burning platform this morning with Polly van Wyk. That's on the way.
This is CliffCentral.com.